Hey guys, Joe Martelli here. As we all know, a marathon is one of the toughest feats most people will do in their life, and probably less than 1 to 2% of the population is capable of doing it. As a kid, I feel like we all idealize these marathon runners, thinking that they're accomplishing feats that only the most athletic people could achieve. But at some point in life, we realize that marathons are something any one of us can do if we put in the time and the training. I'm here with Nicole Fehrenfeld today, folks. Now, Nicole has been a long-standing member of the running community. She's lived in multiple states and has a goal that most of us will never accomplish in our lifetime. She wants to run a marathon in every state of the United States. And one thing we know about accomplishing goals is these will tend to spiral into additional goals once accomplished. Maybe a marathon in every continent. Maybe she'll even run a marathon on the moon in her life. Who knows? Folks, I'd like to introduce you to Nicole Fehrenfeld, here with me today in the studio. Nicole, how are you today?
I'm fine today.
You don't feel too sore?
Walking downstairs hurts.
Oh, I bet. So, Nicole, what number of marathon was this for you in your lifetime? Estimate if you don't know the exact numbers.
14 or 15.
14 or 15 marathons. Okay. Would you rate this... Oh, let's back up a second. So you just completed the Rehoboth 2018 marathon. This will be your marathon in Delaware. To check that off. What did you think of the course?
It was great. It was nice and flat.
Okay, flat, scenic.
And changed terrain, so you weren't on macadam the whole time.
I did a quick look at the course map, and it kind of looks like an out and back and then an out and back. And is that typical of these marathons you've done?
I think they all vary.
Would you prefer a course that was just one giant 26.2-mile loop?
I mean, there's benefits to an out and back, right? Because you kind of know what's coming.
True. Did you find anybody on course? Did you run? Did you form your own pace group at some point with a group that you guys went back and forth with, but ultimately helped you push yourself to a better time?
Yeah, there's a nice guy from DC I got to run with.
Okay.
He was keeping steady pace. I was keeping steady pace. We were both joking. We were biting off each other's pace.
Sounds rewarding. And did you get to talk to this gentleman at the end at all and just say nice race and anything?
We only spoke a little during the race. I think we both had the same goal, which was just to focus on the race. But yeah, I was happy I ran into him at the end.
Were there any parts of the race that really stood out that you were just awestruck with that part of the course?
Not really. I mean, in the park, there was a nice little view they had you run out to. We're running so early, the sun was rising, so there was the sky was red, which was nice.
It does sound nice, and I assume some beach ocean views.
Yeah.
Wow. So would you recommend this marathon to other people seeking a travel, a destination marathon?
Yeah, I mean, this one's pretty popular. A lot of people like it because of the after party, which I wasn't up for. But if you don't need constant support on a race in terms of crowd support, I think it was good.
Interesting. Did it seem like there were anybody, sometimes at these marathons, you'll see emergency vehicles and There's this one gentleman from New Jersey I'm acquainted with. His name is Drew Pennyfeather. Sometimes he has the unfortunate result of needing medical assistance. And when going to these medical areas, I'll see that there's a slew of people that are inebriated and needing serious medical attention. Was there anything like this on this course?
It was pretty cold out, and I was pretty far up in the pack, so there weren't, like, people down. Usually it's, like, if it's really hot out, you'll see people going down, like, falling.
Right.
Because it was pretty chilly out. It was not an issue.
Interesting. It's okay, so you would recommend this for somebody. Now, were you able to explore any of the nightlife? I mean, I assume you made a weekend out of this. You probably got a hotel. Enjoy the area for the weekend. Was it a nice town that you got to explore? Anything in particular you got to do?
Well, the area is mostly known for Dogfish Head Brewery, so went by there and went to one of the other local breweries, which was honestly probably a bit better.
Okay. Well, it sounds like that was a good way to see some of the area and experience some of the local culture. All right, Nicole, I'll wrap this up. I know you got to go. You probably got to head back to Jersey, but thank you for meeting with us today, and I'm sure my listeners enjoyed learning a little bit more about the Rehoboth Marathon. And folks, maybe someday you'll drive out to Rehoboth, Delaware, and experience this for yourself. Thank you again, Nicole.
Thank you, Joseph.